This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on first BIMSTEC Charter, a significant milestone for regional cooperation in Bay of Bengal. The participants are CSR Ram, Joint Secretary, Ministry of External Affairs, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
Mr. Ram, would you please provide us a brief overview of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, and its primary objectives?
BIMSTEC, as you have already expanded the acronym, the regional organization for the Bay of Bengal region, I think, though it was established more than 25 years ago in 1997, only recently in March 2022, its charter has been adopted. And as we are aware, the charter has been ratified only a month ago by our last member state, that is Nepal. And with that, the BIMSTEC charter has come into effect. This organization is for the prosperous, open and resilient, sustainable Bay of Bengal region. We are working with all the member states to see that this region becomes the center for the growth and prosperity, not just the littoral states of Bay of Bengal, but the states which are dependent on Bay of Bengal for its development. So with that objective, India, the leading member of this organization, has taken several efforts and initiatives. And we see that with the adoption of the charter, we have now kind of got the traction or the momentum to move forward for the regional development and regional integration in the Bay of Bengal region.
As you mentioned, with the coming into force of the charter, which was adopted in the fifth summit of the BIMSTEC leaders, the grouping, if I may say so, has acquired a legal personality and will be able to enter into structured diplomatic dialogue with other groupings and countries. In light of this, what is the BIMSTEC charter and why is it considered a significant milestone for regional cooperation?
So the charter for every organization, particularly for the regional organization like BIMSTEC, is very important legal document through which the member states agree on the agenda of cooperation and the modalities of its existence and building on further. So the charter gives the shape for the organization. Now, if we are discussing the issues of regional cooperation integration, if we are discussing the institution building efforts with external partners, I think these will all be expedited and strengthened further with the charter coming into effect. We have already started various structural mechanisms for the BIMSTEC, particularly the verticals of cooperation that we have firmed up, the rules of procedures that we have agreed upon, various sectoral mechanisms that we have established, and various field and expert level and working group level mechanisms that we have institutionalized. All this will get momentum with the charter coming into effect.
So BIMSTEC was formed in 1997, but for a long time the organization could not form consensus among its seven member states about a common charter that could sum up the vision of the grouping. So what were the challenges that BIMSTEC member countries faced in drafting and agreeing upon the charter?
As you mentioned, this grouping started way back in 1997, but when it was started, it had a very limited perspective of the cooperation. It was left for some time as a regional grouping. Only later in early 2010, when the first summit and the second summit happened, the leaders actually discussed and gave a kind of a vision for the organization to take a new shape. And it was important to see that the long-term vision where the need for a charter and other initiatives for regional integration were discussed was the informal summit hosted by India in 2016 on the sidelines of the BRICS summit. And that informal leaders summit actually paved the agenda for serious movement to strengthen the efforts of regional cooperation. For the first time, we discussed the need for expedited movement towards adoption of charter, firming up the institutional building efforts, finalization of the rules and procedures, finalization of the work distribution verticals, etc. Various new areas of cooperation were also put forth by the BIMSTEC leaders since then.
The government has also indicated, Mr. Ram, that India is willing to shift its focus from SAARC to BIMSTEC, as the latter is in greater harmony with India's Act East policy. What's your take on this?
SAARC has its own place and importance. SAARC is for South Asia, and South Asia is an important region globally, and we have also very elaborately developed structure of SAARC, developed over more than four decades. It has its own role, it has its own importance. The reason that is well known, the SAARC process has become some kind of moribund process. At the same time, we see in the Bay of Bengal region, there is possibility for kind of a confluence or convergence of India's neighborhood first and Act East policies. We have portion of South Asia and a portion of Southeast Asia coming together for regional cooperation and integration in the form of BIMSTEC. So it's a bridge between these two very important regions globally. So BIMSTEC has this another position, other than SAARC, and its importance. And as you mentioned, in the context of our very important neighborhood first and Act East policies, this cooperation or this platform becomes a kind of a central to bridging these two policies and these two regions.
So how does BIMSTEC Charter aim to enhance economic, technical and cultural cooperation among the member countries, and which specific areas of cooperation are going to benefit the most from the implementation of this charter?
So BIMSTEC, as a general, as a regional association, considers connectivity as its core. The center of the overall regional cooperation perspective, the regional integration perspective, is based on connectivity. This connectivity is not just limited to the physical or transport connectivity, but trade and economic connectivity, digital connectivity, the maritime connectivity, because Bay of Bengal is the center or the heart of this region, people-to-people connectivity, the connectivity in terms of putting in place the regional, electricity grid. So connectivity in various forms is at the core of BIMSTEC efforts. So with that objective, we have already established various structures, sectoral mechanisms, working groups, also regional centers to see that we work for enhanced connectivity within the region. If you take the physical transport connectivity, we are working to see that maritime transport connectivity is enhanced. We have already finalized the BIMSTEC Maritime Cooperation, Transport Cooperation Agreement, which will be signed in the forthcoming BIMSTEC Summit in September in Bangkok. With the adoption of that agreement, we will have enhanced and facilitated maritime transport connectivity among member states. We are now moving forward for the enhanced motor vehicle connectivity. We are launching the negotiations for the motor vehicle agreement. In terms of trade connectivity, the BIMSTEC free trade area has been in discussion now for decades, but now we see there is a forward movement which will lead to have the BIMSTEC free trade area. At the same time, for the people-to-people connectivity, we are working in the areas of tourism and culture for the member states to join hands together. In terms of science and technology, in terms of startup entrepreneurship, we are working for all these areas to see that all the member states join hands, and several initiatives have already been unveiled and under process in this regard.
So what mechanisms have been put in place to ensure the effective implementation of the BIMSTEC Charter, and how will the progress and impact of this charter be monitored and evaluated?
As per the charter, there are four core mechanisms for the region to discuss the issues of cooperation on a regular basis. We will have every 2 years the summit meetings at the level of leaders. We have annual ministerial level meetings with our foreign ministers. We also have sectoral ministerial mechanisms for various sectors. At the same time, we have the senior official meetings which happen at the level of concerned secretaries and at the level of national coordinators, what we call as the permanent working committee. These are the four mechanisms which, as per charter, will meet regularly and take the stock of the issues of cooperation on a regular basis. Parallelly, there will be a regular interaction at the level of experts through various joint working groups and expert groups. And we have already firmed up 7 verticals of cooperation, with India being the lead for the security cooperation, Ireland for the transport connectivity, Nepal for the people-to-people cooperation, Bhutan for the environment and climate change, Bangladesh for trade and economic cooperation, and Sri Lanka for technology, public health, and HRD. So the adoption of the charter gives the substance for expedited interaction at all these levels to happen structurally on a regular basis.
Mr. Ram, how does the BIMSTEC charter compare to similar regional cooperation agreements in Asia or any other part of the world?
So, as I mentioned, that charter forms the basic cooperation structure or the ecosystem for any regional organization to function. So, we have charters for, say, ASEAN grouping, which is just next to our region. We also have a charter of the Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA, what we call. So, the charter actually will pave the way forward for organization to grow and prosper.
Okay.
With that, other organizations regionally and globally will find way to join hands with BIMSTEC. Also, external partners will find way to help both technically and financially to see that BIMSTEC achieves its agenda for regional cooperation and integration. So with the adoption of charter, there will be a clarity and there will be a kind of a framework for BIMSTEC to work with other partners.
What are the most critical factors that will determine the success of the BIMSTEC charter? And what role do you see for non-governmental organizations, civil society and the private sector in supporting the goals of the charter?
Now, this is very important because the Bay of Bengal region is at the center of the Indo-Pacific. You see the region and what is happening on its in its east and the west, and we will come to know the whole ecosystem in which this region is based and will be functioning. And that gives us a kind of a roadmap to work together. Yes, it's very important to focus on connectivity, economic growth and prosperity, the greater people-to-people connect among the member states of the region. At the same time, we need to see that the greater Indo-Pacific cooperation agenda is also kind of balanced with the kind of regional cooperation agenda within BIMSTEC. So it has global relevance or at least the Indo-Pacific cooperation relevance. At the same time, we are ensuring that the growth or the fruits of the efforts for growth and prosperity within BIMSTEC are secured. For that, a kind of cooperation in the areas of security, both to counter the traditional and non-traditional security threats, the threats to the exploitation of the regional resources for the strengthened blue economy in the region. I think all this will become very important in the gamut of issues that we will be discussing within BIMSTEC. And for that purpose, it will not be just limited to the efforts taken by the state or the government authorities of the member states.
On that note, we would like to thank you, Mr. Ram. Thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on First BIMSTEC Charter, a significant milestone for regional cooperation in Bay of Bengal. The participants were CSR Ram, Joint Secretary, Ministry of External Affairs, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-9094-044.